Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at Mars ingressing into the sign of Sagittarius. Now, this ingress happens after Mars has spent quite a long time in the sign of Scorpio, and as it's moving into Sagittarius, Mars will be moving into Jupiter's sign as Jupiter changes signs into Pisces. So this is definitely something that I've had my eye on for a little bit. We're going to approach it today by taking a look at a hexagram from the I Ching that has some advice for us that is very much applicable for Mars in Sagittarius. So that's our agenda for today. In the meantime, I want to remind all of you that my Kickstarter has 19 days left. We are at 629 backers toward our total goal of 1,367 by New Year's Day. And we are about 50 backers behind our pace last year. So we've fallen a little bit behind, and hopefully we can sort of pick up the pace. I want to share with you, here is the Kickstarter. You can click on the link in the comments section of this post or in the description of this video. And once you click on the link, you'll be taken here and you can pitch in and support this channel in 2022. So all year round, I make these videos Monday through Fridays. And the same preparation goes into the creation of the content every day. I get up, I do my mantra meditation for about 90 minutes, sit and read sacred scriptures. I work out every morning, get everything ready. After I've gone through sort of meditating on the astrology of the day, preparing a talk, then I record it for you guys. Then it goes out. And that's free content that's created and distributed year round. All year round, the same process goes into it. I truly try to put my heart and soul into it. And then at the end of the year, the last 40 days, I always ask everyone who appreciates this work to pitch in if you can. And when you do, you can pick up a reward. There's lots of exclusive video lectures. There is a year ahead horoscope reading or a deep dive into the astrology of 2022. It comes with a calendar for the year with all of the major transits that we create for you guys. There are also, there's a couple of different types of readings you can look at. And there's also my classes. If you want to come and study with me in 2022, you can pick up any of my classes at a greatly discounted rate. So if you attend one of my online classes, it's 50% off. If you attend two of them, it goes down. You can bundle them together as well. Take my year one and two programs, bundle them, and you can use them as credits anytime 2022 and beyond. So hopefully we can pick up the pace a little bit and see if we can't catch up to our pace from last year. We still have about 50. We're about 50 backers behind. So hopefully we can have a big week this week and pick up the momentum a little bit. But at any rate, I just want to thank all of you for watching in 2021, all of you who supported the Kickstarter last year. This is a big, huge part of how I support my family, my staff, that I provide a lot of donation or sliding scale tuition for people who are in need to my programs because this Kickstarter gives us that buffer. We also do a lot of cool things. Last week, we donated $5,000 to distribute Bhagavad Gitas in prisons, hospice centers, hospitals. And we'll be also supporting women's development in the Bhakti Yoga communities in India that we serve, women's leadership development. So every year we always are also giving back in some way to different causes. And we do that all throughout the year as well, always trying to do some seva. So at any rate, your donation is really appreciated if you can pitch in and support. And let's turn our attention now to the entrance of Mars into Sagittarius. So here's the real time clock. You can see Mars has just ingressed into Sagittarius here, is conjoining with the south node of the moon in Sagittarius. And this is going to last until about late January. And also at the end of this month, Jupiter is going to make a shift into Pisces. So what do we think about this movement? Well, one thing that I love about this movement is the idea that we have an opportunity to look very carefully at what is motivating us. Mars is always telling us about what kinds of actions we're taking or what kinds of things we're fighting for, what kinds of struggles are worth struggling for or are not worth struggling for, where is the petty conflict in our life, or where are we motivated to you know, move toward a target with ambition and focus and determination and courage. These are all the kinds of things that Mars's movements throughout the year indicate for us. Well, when Mars moves out of its own sign, you know, typically say, oh, it's losing dignity and whatever. But what I love about this movement into Sagittarius is moving into Jupiter's sign, and Jupiter's about to get out of back-to-back years of being in Saturn's sign, which means that we're about to get like just lit with a new kind of ambition, a kind of ambition that is more reflective of Jupiter in the double-bodied feminine water sign of Pisces, the fish. And that's exciting because Jupiter is also going to be co-present with Neptune, headed towards this big sort of triple conjunction territory with Venus, Neptune, and Jupiter in the spring. And what I love about Jupiter into Pisces, again, out of the Saturn-ruled signs for a couple of years of Capricorn and Aquarius, is the idea that imagination is coming back into our lives. That we can't, that there's, I was just recently looking at the last time that Jupiter, one of the last times that Jupiter and Neptune were conjoined with each other. And it was in 1984, right around the time that The Never Ending Story came out. And when that movie came out, you know, it was one of the, it's kind of a classic now, right? But one of the things in that movie is the father is constantly telling the little boy, you have to keep your feet on the ground, or he's repeating his father's voice in his head saying that I have to keep my feet on the ground. And this imaginal world called Fantasia is falling apart. It's being ripped apart by the nothing. And the nothing is a force that comes when human beings neglect the world of imagination, the childlike world of faith and hope and vision and dream. And when it's neglected, the nothing creeps in and destroys it. And in this story, the young boy, Bastion, he has to participate in this book that he's reading, which kind of comes alive. And he has to participate in it in order to ensure that Fantasia, the child world of imagination, doesn't die. And he has to take a leap of faith. When Mars goes into Sagittarius, right, and Jupiter goes into Pisces, to me, the idea is that there is a leap of faith that's going to start knocking at the door. And this leap of faith is asking us to dream, to envision, to find that sense of redeeming, hopeful, optimistic yearning. If life doesn't have that, it's so many times we pit realism versus imagination. Like, well, you're either grounded or you're up in the clouds. But actually, even groundedness, even the way that most people talk about groundedness, is its own imaginal fantasy, because reality is imagination, right? Reality is a dream. We're dreaming when we're awake, and we're dreaming when we're asleep. This world of this material world of Maya, what to speak of all the endless spiritual worlds that we talk about in the yogic tradition, is propelled because of our dreams, our hopes, our wishes, our fears, and the gods orchestrate this choose your own adventure novel that we're all living. So you could have a fantasy that's grounded, right? That looks very grounded, that looks very real, but don't make no mistake. It is still a fantasy. It is still a fantasy that that is moving everything along. What's nice about when Jupiter gets into the sign of the fish is that the fantasy moves. It moves in emotional color. It starts changing. It becomes more spring-like. It becomes more ethereal. It becomes more mystifying, and it becomes more emotionally redeeming. Not that, and again, that's not to say that it's better than us, you know, Saturnine fantasies, the things that are motivating us or guiding us along in these past couple of years. But in these past couple of years, think of how your faith has been tested. Think of how that you've had to work through doubt and confines and restrictions and pandemics and divisiveness and polarization. These are Saturn signs, and the fantasies move into that kind of dark and hard realm. And what we've learned there has been beautiful. But now it's like, it's a bit like saying we're now faced with the same choice that young boy is faced with in the never-ending story. We get to choose what name will I give the Empress? You know, how will I take this one little grain? If you remember at the end of the movie, he has one grain left in Fantasia. And she says, this is all that's left of Fantasia. And she says, yes, that's all that's left of the whole world of imagination. And He says, well, what do I do? And how do we get it back? And she says, all you have to do is make a wish. And I know it sounds cheesy. I know it sounds corny. We grow up thinking that our wishes are really nothing more than our selfish ambitions, right? Like, oh, your wish is just, what do you want to become? What do you want to be great at? Blah, blah, blah. My wish is for me. But in the I Ching hexagram that I cast this morning, I received hexagram number 19, which is called Noble Calling. And here's what it says. It says, in essence, it says that what makes a person great is not what they have. It's not the knowledge you have. It's not the power you have. It's not the rights that belong to you. It's not, you know, it's not anything that you have that makes you great. It's the higher thing that you serve with whatever you have, however little you have or however much you have. It's the dream that you serve. It's the God that you serve. It's the people that you love and serve. It's the greater things that we give our resources to, whatever they may be, that makes anything truly great. And effectively, this is what I see as the hope of Mars moving into Sagittarius. That Mars moving into Sagittarius with Jupiter moving out of Saturn's sign and into the sign of the fish on a crash course with a big triple conjunction with an exalted Venus and Neptune. William Blake once said, Jesus, the imagination. And what he meant in that phrase was that what saves us over and over and over again, whether it's cultural, political, familial, personal, relational, romantic, religious, what saves us over and over and over again is the power of the imagination that we have to dream our world along toward the best, most beautiful things. And that every time we reinvest in the hope of something good and beautiful and possible, we just say, I'm going toward that beautiful thing. I'm going to try to serve this thing. That good things come of it. It doesn't matter if we ever actually reach the thing or not. The saving power is in the redemption of dreaming a beautiful dream. And I mean, it's easy to become cynical. Disney World has really capitalized on dreaming a dream. You know what I mean? Like, you can go to Target and dream a dream in the Barbie World section or whatever. I see it every, you know. But I deeply believe that one of the things that can save us is saying, what am I investing in? If I want to progress in my life, if I want to feel good about what I'm doing, if I want to feel good about what I've already done or what I've become, then what am I serving? Am I serving someone, something with humility that I can give my heart to because it captures my soul, it captures my imagination? And if we don't have that, we're kind of dead inside. And one of the things I love about Noble Calling, the 19th hexagram is of the I Ching, is it also says that those that have a lot should not see what they have as theirs, but should see what they have as their responsibility to distribute or to invest in other people or higher causes. What a charge that is, you know, like what a, like, you know, is like, wow, that's tough. It's tough because it's so easy to feel like, well, what I have is mine. I've earned it. The proprietary rights and lines in the sand. And, you know, and I'm certainly not suggesting that, you know, one, someone that we should give so much that we deplete ourselves or harm ourselves. It's not like a fall on your sword martyr type of deal. And it could be that way. Mars, Jupiter, with Jupiter moving into Pisces, could get into like martyr territory. I was recently on a panel of people and I heard an astrologer talk about this Piscean energy as like a martyr complex or a Christ complex or something like that. I thought, yeah, that's possible. That's definitely a shadow side. But the other side is, let's not forget that alongside of the Christ complex comes Christ consciousness. And Christ consciousness is, you know, it's like so many other spiritual avatars, teachers that have come, is really about the simple two commandments. Love source, love God with everything that you've got, and learn to see it and love it in everything and everyone. Isn't that the simplest two teachings ever? I mean, simple in theory, hard to apply, I guess. But Mars in Sagittarius wants to move with a sense of what's right, what's true, can become dogmatic. But it has to do with force and conviction. Well, imagine how nice it's going to be to have our force and conviction shaped by a Jupiter that's now in its own domicile, a feminine water sign. The emotional intelligence available to us, the imagination, the sense of empathy, the sense of compassion that can motivate our actions. And we can see that starting to come in now in between now and the end of the year, that that's about to take over, that there's going to be more of that motivation asserting itself. You have to be careful, of course. Mars in Sagittarius can become boastful, hypocritical. It can display wildness in action and smugness. It can be a bit of a warmonger. It can be a missionary who wants to colonize and convert in like violent ways. So you do have to be careful. There are shadow sides. But where am I doing things based on principle rather than heart? Where am I putting in effort for cold and calculated reasons rather than serving something, serving others, using what I have, whether it's my abilities, my knowledge, however little or however much I have? Am I putting it in to someone or something regularly that's meant to help, that serves something at least that captures my heart? Because if what we're doing is all based on rules and principles, we're not advancing, we live by the law, you die by the law. You know what I mean? So if we live by the spirit, then we are born again in spirit. And the spirit has to do with feeling really deeply that I'm motivated by things that matter to me, that I'm serving people that matter to me. And so where does my faith need renewing? Where am I looking and I'm saying, I don't have heart investment in certain areas anymore. I think that there's the chance to evaluate some of that as Mars moves into Sagittarius. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. I hope that this was just a useful kind of meditation that can help us get ready for this energy. I think you're really going to see the shift that I'm talking about towards the very end of the month, right around, I think it's the 29th or something like that, right as Jupiter enters Pisces. But, you can start to feel this energy in the air. I think maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure what exactly I'm going to be doing tomorrow, but we might at some point still want to take Mars and Sagittarius through the houses and show you where Mars has just ingressed as well. And we will probably be doing that for Jupiter into Pisces later in the month too. So that's what I've got for today. I hope you guys are doing well. Don't forget, let's see if we can pick up the momentum with the Kickstarter, pitch in and help me get to our goal of 1,367 backers. There's 19 days left. Pick up tuition to one of my programs, a reading and an exclusive lecture on the astrology of 2022. When you do so, I really appreciate your support and hope you guys have a beautiful day today. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.